Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Don't panic. The CDC has your best interests at heart. Don't panic. Your children are not in any danger. Don't panic. The government is in complete control. Don't panic. The government has identified Patient Zero and he is now quarantined. Don't panic. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Move along.
President Obola was at a $50,000 a night fundraiser last night. What me worry? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's some sad news for those of you who think you've heard it all. Now listen, on the Ebola situation, you've heard it all. You know everything from the vomit to the airplanes to the open borders to diversity. See, this is the diversity that we've been preached about for the last 40 years coming home to roost. This is what open borders brings. For 20, 30 years, I've been warning you that we needed health inspectors at our borders, common sense. Your grandfather, great-grandfather, was inspected before he was allowed in, or your grandmother. If they were sick, they were sent back to their country of origin or put in quarantine. No sane nation on earth permits this. In fact, France and other European nations have stopped permitting flights from African countries where Ebola is raging out of control for months now, but not for President Obola. See, now, President Obola has a certain sympathy for Africa, and therefore, there's no need to stop any flights from Africa. That would be, I don't know, somehow, well, what would that be if you stopped flights from Africa to America? Common sense? Sane? He's too busy to worry about that. He was at a fundraiser last night, $50,000 ahead. Small number of people at a fundraiser in Chicago at a house of a lifetime Democrat donor. That's all that matters. But here's some news you haven't heard yet. Before you turn the dial, and this is so sad I can't even read it to you, but I'll read it to you. Are you ready for this? Are you listening, government jesters, Bill Maher, Colbert, and the Daily Blowhard? The government jesters will turn it into a joke tonight. They work along with the CDC to make certain that the idiots who are stoned laugh at everything that's real and frown at everything that's false. Did I just say the right thing? I don't even know what I just said. Health officials investigating possible case of Ebola at Utah Hospital. This is not on any report anywhere. Salt Lake City, it's now spread. Health officials confirm they are investigating a possible case of Ebola at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City. Primary Children's said it is unlikely the patient has Ebola. Well, if it's unlikely, why they tell us that it's likely? Wait a minute, they're investigating a possible case, but it's unlikely the patient has Ebola? Then why they tell us it's likely? They're investigating, but it's unlikely. But they're taking this opportunity to use the emergency plan they have been working on to provide maximum protection to staff, patients, and family in the greater community. Officials said they admitted a patient who has symptoms raising concerns about Ebola. I'm not going to read anymore. There's a news conference coming up shortly. Salt Lake City. I guess it's another illegal alien who flew in from Liberia. Now, look, I told you, if you were a Liberian and you know that you carried a dead sister who died of Ebola and you knew that you had 3 days to get out of that godforsaken nation and get where you could get some free medical care. You'll have the ACLU at your bedside wearing biohazard suits. Ask us if anybody said anything racist to you in the hospital. You'll probably be invited to Nancy Pelosi's fundraiser. Wouldn't you leave Liberia and come to the moronic nation called America that used to be the land of the home of the brave, land of the free? From the home of the brave and the land of the free. Look what we become. Look what we become from the home of the brave and the land of the free. So if you were a Liberian and your family God, you know, poor people died of Ebola and whatever. Wouldn't you hop a plane to America, come here for all the free care? Of course you would. Then you'd vomit on the sidewalk. You'd infect the ambulance crew. You wouldn't tell anybody you're sick. That might interfere with your gold-plated medical care. And then, of course, the good people in America are just so good and liberal, they would never mention that they're going to turn you away at the border. They can't do that. That would be racist, probably, and I know, somehow would offend Ebola. President Ebola would get hearing about it, and I would suspect that Eric Holder would hear about it. I mean, if you're violating the civil rights of a non-citizen without thinking about the civil rights of your citizens, you're doing the right thing for the diverse America. You get it? Okay, let's move on. Move on, move on. Play the opening again, Neil. Don't play it. Just the band. I want to hear the band, the Australian Death Band. What is it called, Robert? Austrian Death Machine. Austrian Death Machine. Louder, louder. I feel numb. I feel like I have mindola. I feel like I'm getting mindola from Obama. The crimes against humanity being committed by Obama and his administration are giving me mindola. I'm getting mindola, Teddy. I may have to transmute into becoming a poodle to survive this. Do you have mindola from all of the bad news? You feel like you have mindola? I have mindola from Obama and from Ebola. I turn it off for now. I'm getting sick from the bad music. I mean, that music's great if you're stoned, I guess, in a club. But since I'm not in a club, I'm standing here in a radio studio with a dog. I haven't eaten lunch. I have a migraine. I drank too much chamomile tea. Great. No nightmares anymore. Now I can't work the next day. Wonderful. Chamomile's like functioning like a tranquilizer in my head. Do you feel like you have mindola from all of this, that you can't take another day of this bad news? How much can we take from this administration? Do you blame Obama, or am I being harsh? Oh, of course, you know I'm being overly harsh. I'm picking on the poor man, because he's so brilliant, and he has so much more hard work to do. Have you seen the release that his wife put out to try and raise funds from the dummies who want more Ebola and more illegal aliens in their soup? Listen to this. Michelle Obama warns that the Senate control and impeachment rest on a few hundred votes. First Lady of Travel, Michelle Obama, going to bat for Senate Democrats, and reports she is abandoning them on the campaign trail, is warning the control of the chamber and the potential Republican impeachment of her husband rests on just a few votes. I read that at an extra-fast New York pace in order to wake you up. I made believe I was in a park with my friends, and I was 12 years old, where we all spoke at about that speed. And now I will speak at a normal American pace, where the average barbecuer and baseball watcher can follow me. In a fundraising email for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Michelle Obama said she urged party loyalists to cough up more money and help Democrats to the polls in a month. Here is what Michelle Obama said. I'll put it frankly. If we lose these midterm elections, we'll just see more obstruction, more lawsuits, and talk about impeachment. And more votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act or even shut down the government, she wrote. That's Michelle Obama. I actually agree with her. For the first time in this administration's sad career, I agree with Michelle Obama. The Senate control and impeachment does rest on a few hundred votes, and of course they're going to lose them. And that's why she wants to raise so much money. What does the money have to do with winning the election? What, do they buy votes with them? What do you mean? How does that translate into votes? Can anyone explain? Let's say someone gave her another $100 million. Does that mean that the idiots are that stupid? That with an Ebola epidemic raging now across the globe? Oh, let me start from the top. We're losing the war against ISIS because the weak-wristed, talk-loudly-and-carry-a-limp-stick Obama is not doing the right thing in stopping these headcutters where they need to be stopped. Ebola's now come to America when it didn't have to come to America. We could have stopped all flights from African nations where Ebola is raging out of control. Illegal aliens have been brought in by the trainload who are infecting our children with the antivirus. In fact, it just appeared in Oakland, California now amongst the Central American children, the unaccompanied children that have been pouring across the border. When are you Democrats going to realize that microbes do not discriminate. I wrote that 30 years ago in one of my health books. I repeat it again until even you stupid, diehard commie leftists with rings in your souls. You know, if there was a detector at airports that could pick up... No, I shouldn't do that. This is a family show, so we'll go on. Even the most diehard, fanatic leftist psycho with, let us say, purple hair, purple nails, and a purple soul, with rings on every orifice of her body, should understand that microbes do not discriminate. Now, you may be a good liberal and a great progressive and a super commie and all that, but you know, the microbe that gives us Ebola, the gift that keeps on giving, the virus, it doesn't know that you're a good progressive. It may confuse you for an evil white male conservative from Arkansas. It has no idea. You're just a human host. And so, therefore, you are now at risk because of your dumb policies, because of your blindness. Does it help you to understand that? Of course not. You could always blame Ronald Reagan for the Ebola epidemic. Or you can blame the American U.S. cavalry. I'm going to hear that on the show today. You know, that reminds me of when the U.S. cavalry, the sad story of the Cherokees, which I wrote about in one of my books 30 years ago. It was a passing story that everyone who studied Native American life and lore knows. Very sad chapter in the history of the Americas. When the indigenous folks of North America, the sacred, kind American Indians, were conquered by the invading European colonialist white man. And when the poor Cherokees were driven off their land and sent out to Oklahoma, I think they were sent to Oklahoma, they were freezing on the Trail of Tears. And so the U.S. cavalry gave them blankets. And in the blankets was the smallpox. Yes, the microbe that gave the poor Indians smallpox. And it was done to wipe them out by the U.S. cavalry. And so some would argue now this is karma. And karma's a you-know-what. Begins with a B and ends with an H. And now we have karma. Now, it's not the Cherokees who are bringing Ebola to America. Oh, no, it's not even the Cherokee Nation giving us the Ebola virus in blankets. No, it's the entire liberal establishment wrapping their hogwash called compassion with a virus called Ebola. And with bacteria and with other viruses and protozoans and little swimming spirochetes. Yes, my friend, people will vote for Obama even if they were given a glass containing the Ebola virus to drink from. In fact, if Nancy Pelosi sent out vials of a drink with an infection in it and said, vote against Republicans, drink this, they would drink the Kool-Aid. I have nothing else to say. The people don't understand anything. They're as dumb as doorposts. I don't know how America became this stupid. How did it become this dumb? How did it happen? If you look at the average white male in the suburbs, shorts wearing, ball-loving, barbecue-loving, how did they get this stupid? They don't look stupid. In other words, if you look at the average white male over 6 foot tall, sort of athletic, thin, lean, sort of pretty wife, drug children, but nice looking, how did they become this dumb? I don't understand it. How does a nation become this dumb this fast? Well, I'm not going to mock anybody. I'm just asking a few questions. How does a nation cease to be vigilant to the point that they can permit this to go on without screaming from the rooftop, enough is enough? Well, what can I say? If you think the Ebola thing is bad now and it's going to go away, you're mistaken, because Ebola sent 3,000 troops, at least 3,000, maybe more, into the Ebola zone to build hospitals. And if you think that none of them are going to come back infected, I've got another country to sell you, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, we're all almost ready to basically tune out. It's like we've turned on, we've tuned in, and we're ready to tune out. In other words, how much can you take of this bad news? Now, you could hide your head in the sand, as most people do most of the time. We have to make a living, we have to duck from it, but the fact of the matter is, you have one case, and you know that epidemics don't limit themselves to one case, and we know the CDC is filled with political hacks, And that's why I renamed them the Centers for Disease Dissemination. They're nothing but political hacks. The smallest of men. They're not protecting us. A president rushes off to another fundraiser last night. And now we get a warning 10 minutes ago that an Ebola case is being monitored in Salt Lake City. Still, the borders are open. Planes are flying in from West Africa. They're pouring across the border from Mexico. And so I, as one man sitting before a microphone, feel weary from it. Frankly, the burden is getting very heavy in that the news is so relentlessly bad. The evil that emanates from the government media complex is so devastating to a soul that it reaches a point of no return at a certain point. You want to just give it up. You want to forget it. You want to walk away from it. You want to say, I've done the best I can. I've worked for 20 straight years in writing books, warning what would happen, and it's happening. My worst nightmares are coming true, and it's only just beginning. Now I'm on the verge of a new big bestseller, and I know it will. If I stop talking about this book today, Stop the Coming Civil War is going to be a big hit next week. Because every once in a while, books come along that are timed so right, that the message is so strong, that I don't even have to mention it. I don't have to be on Fox News. They blacklisted me anyway. That's interesting, isn't it? That a conservative television network would blacklist a leading conservative cultural icon out of spite? Well, what? It doesn't matter. I could stop talking about it because there is definitely, there's a basic group of people in this country, what is it, 10 million? 15 million who know what this government is doing. Maybe 15 million of you know exactly who they are, how evil they are, what their intents are. And then you magnify it and you come up with something close to the truth of what's actually going on. And so you say, well, where am I going to hide? What would I do? Let's say I said I can't take it anymore. I'm taking a long vacation, which I'm not going to do. What would I do? Well, tomorrow night at sundown is the beginning of the most holy day of all in the Jewish calendar, called the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur. And it's a day when the Jews beg God for forgiveness and hope to be written in the Book of Life. Prayer begins like this. Children of man who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, bound in misery and chains of iron. Hey, how's that for an opening line in a synagogue? Children of man who sit in darkness.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So now we have diseases entering America that weren't here. The disease of Ebola, which we know about. We were immune from Ebola, blessed by geographic isolation. But because of the liberal shibboleth of open borders, the liberal obsession with open borders, we now have Ebola in Texas, case in Hawaii, a reported possible case in Salt Lake City. And you say, I don't have to worry about it. The Dallas Ebola patient, by the way, is going to be prosecuted in Liberia because he lied in his application when he was leaving the country. Here he's not being prosecuted. Here he's being feted. In fact, as soon as he's well, he'll probably be invited to the White House to be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. But Thomas Eric Duncan lied on his exit pass, and he said no when they were asking certain questions. Meanwhile, we know that Duncan had helped a sick pregnant woman who later died of the disease. So in his home country, they're going to prosecute him, not in Ebola's America. President Ebola will give him an award, probably, for having escaped the evils of his own country. Here's another one for those of you who think it won't touch you. UN Ebola chief raises nightmare prospect. This is the chief of the United Nations special representative on this issue of Ebola. And he said the virus could mutate and become airborne. The longer it moves around in human hosts in the virulent melting pot that is West Africa, the more chances increase that it could mutate. It is a nightmare scenario and unlikely, but it can't be ruled out. See, the difference between a realist in science and an American scientist is evident. Here we have virtually no science left in this country. The entire establishment was taken over and riddled over 30 years ago with nothing but political appointees of the type that you saw running the Secret Service. Here in the Bay Area's first case of enterovirus D68 reported in Alameda County, and no reference to where it came from. No reference, not one reference in the article, not a reference from the government, not a reference from the useless health people, nothing. Where do you think enterovirus D68 is prevalent? Central America. Honduras. That's why we affectionately named it the Honduras flu. Or, if you wish, you can name it something else if you'd like. The Nicaraguan flu, El Salvador, whatever. Use your inventiveness. Remember, in the old days, we hear, oh, there's an Asian flu going around. Well, those days ended. You can't say Asian flu. That would imply that it came from Asia, which it did. Of course, in those days, people were realists. They knew what a criminal was. They knew what a good person was. They knew what a nun was. They knew what a cop was. They knew what a priest was. They knew what a doctor was. Today, you don't know what anything is. So how could you know it's the Asian flu or the Honduran flu? You're better off being kept dumb. Just watch one of the government jesters. They'll tell you everything. Just tune into a government jester tonight, Bill Maher, Colbert, or Daily Blowhard, whatever his name is. I never remember which name he's using now. They're government jesters. They're made to make you laugh away your deepest intuitions. In other words, if you actually sense what's going on because of your liberal government and your liberal credos, they help you laugh it away. So let me get back to where I have such good callers, but I can't tell you how soon I'm going to take any of them because I have to do something else. I hear in my head, maybe a little psychic or a little psycho. It doesn't matter to me. I've gotten so far in life, so it doesn't matter whether I'm both. You understand, I'm way past anything I ever thought I would achieve. I mean, I dreamed of achieving what I have, even less than this. But I never actually thought I would. I always wanted to be a famous writer. 30 books later, I'm a famous writer. I wanted to be a famous broadcaster. I'm a famous broadcaster. I wanted certain family things to happen. They've happened. I wanted to be healthy and live a long life. I've been healthy and lived a long life. So at this stage, it doesn't really matter what you think of me, nor what any man thinks of the other man, because at the end of the day, it's only between you and God. And so we turn to God in this time where we must beg for mercy. Whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, it doesn't matter, because all men who have a conscience right now are wondering where this will end. All men of conscience, it doesn't matter whether they're agnostic, atheist, religious, it doesn't matter. They're saying, God, how long can this go on? How much can a country take of such incompetence and evil until it all implodes? Well, it's all imploding. You have ISIS out of control in the Middle East. We're using our most advanced warplanes, and we can't stop them. You know why? So you figure out, oh, you can't stop them? Because they don't want to stop them. Why don't they want to stop them? How do I know that that's a... See, like they say, we have a person who might be an Ebola patient, but we're not sure yet. It's a theory. Here's my theory. We see that ISIS can't be stopped in the Middle East. They can be slightly controlled, but why are they not being stopped? The most advanced warplanes in the world? Here's my proof of my deepest suspicions of why ISIS is actually a tool of the Western powers. They stole M1A Abrams tanks from the cowardly Iraqi army that abandoned their posts, right? Have you yet seen one tank being blown up? No, we blow up Toyota trucks that cost $18,000, $20,000. And then we say, let's see, the munitions cost us $35 million, and we blew up a $60,000 truck. And then the Pentagon spokesmouth gets up there and tells you that we blew up three trucks, and it costs us, they don't tell you how much it costs. But they're not blowing up the tanks is the point. Why? Because they're saving the tanks. They want ISIS to use the tanks to take down Assad. The whole thing is a masquerade to destroy Assad and destroy Syria. That's one man's opinion. It's really depressing. If there was a sane individual in the media or the government that I could count on, I would tell you about it. But there aren't too many. So I again turn to myself. Although it's a national show and many of you are hanging on my every word and you expect me to be talking about my book every second, which I'm not going to do today. Because I told you, it's coming out next Tuesday. You'll do what you have to do. Either you're going to buy it or you won't buy it. It's that simple. I'm through with it. I'll tell you about it when I want to. Right now, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not depressed. I'm in a state of, I don't know how to describe it. Here's how I'll describe it. So tomorrow night at sundown, the Jewish people, even the most bagel and lox Jew, the laughing Jew, the Beavis and Butthead of the Jewish people, even they kind of hang around a temple tomorrow night, the mockers. You know the mockers. You've seen them everywhere. The ones who know everything. They're smarter than everybody. They mock themselves, their own religion. In other words, a young Woody Allen who mocks his own religion, that type. Or let's say a Daily Blowhard type who denies he's Jewish, that type. So they go into a synagogue and they glow. Everyone looks at them. Oh, wow. You know who that is? You know who just walked in? Who's, oh, he's on television? Really? Can I see him? Can I touch a button on his sleeve? Who? And he sits there and he thinks he's going to be a special person before God because he has a television show. But what he doesn't understand is at the end of the day and at the end of our days, no one's special before God. We're just a bunch of blood and guts and skin and bones, and we scream out to God. And so the Jews go into the synagogue tomorrow night, and they beg God to forgive them for all their sins. And then they say, please write us in the book of life. But what's amazing to me is that if you actually read the list of sins that people are capable of committing, you'll understand why so many Jewish people become lawyers. Because, I mean, I don't mean that in a facetious way. I really don't mean that in any anti-Semitic way. You got to understand what I'm saying. When I read you the list of sins that Jews apologize that they've done or almost did, you realize they had to be written by a legal mind. But the legal mind is a descendant of the religious mind. You don't understand that either. The legal mind is a perversion of the religious mind, is what I'm trying to say. So they go before God and they say, have mercy on us, forgive us for all our sins, grant us atonement for our iniquities, forgive us for all of our transgressions. And then there's three pages of what they did, and they pray. They don't use mouthwash, they don't eat, they don't drink. You don't want to be around, but anyway. And Hal is in the room there, the halitosis. And the really serious religious ones are like so believing that God is judging their every move, that they wear certain clothing and they don't wear certain clothing. And they think God's watching their every tick of their eyebrow. And then they say things for the sin which we have committed before you under duress or willingly, and for the sin which we have committed before you by hard-heartedness, for the sin which we have committed before you inadvertently, and for the sin which we have committed before you with an utterance of the lips, for the sin which we have committed before you with immorality, and for the sin which we have committed before you openly or secretly, for the sin with which we have committed before you with knowledge and with deceit, through speech, by deceiving a fellow man, by improper thoughts, by a gathering of lewdness, by verbal confession, by disrespect for parents and teachers, for the sin which we have committed before you by using coercion, by desecrating the divine name, by impurity of speech, by foolish talk, by the evil inclination, for the sins which you have committed before you knowingly and unknowingly. So you say, God, pardon me, please forgive me, blah, 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 and let me atone. Actually, you don't say let me atone. You say atone for us. I don't know if you know that. Say to God, God atone for us. You get it? You're asking God to atone for your sins. So then there's more yet from the ancient lawyers. For the sin which we have committed before you by false denial and lying, Mr. Obama, and for the sin which we have committed before you by a bribe-taking or a bribe-giving hand, Mr. and Mrs. Congresswoman's husband and wife, for the sin by scoffing, by evil talk before you in business dealings, by eating and drinking, by usury, by a haughty demeanor, by the prattle of our lips, by a glance of the eye, with proud looks. So it's virtually everything that you do is a sin. Could you imagine living like this? There's even more. I don't even want to read anymore. Tale-bearing, swearing in vain, causeless hatred, embezzlement, confused heart. And then you ask God again to forgive us, atone for us. But it goes on. It goes on and on and on, and there's penalties, a burnt offering, a sin offering, and this. Spinning a white chicken around your head and breaking its neck. I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing. The whole thing is crazy. So what can I tell you? Here I am, a modern man in a world that is more primitive than the most primitive world on the planet. We're supposed to be scientific in America. We're supposed to be forward-thinking. We're supposed to be clear-thinking. And yet we are as dumb as a primitive tribe. In fact, stupider than a primitive tribe. A primitive tribe that is healthy would protect itself from an infected individual who came from another tribe into their village. In fact, they wouldn't even let him into the village. Let's say he was vomiting on the way into their village, and he ran a fever. Would they bring him into a teepee, say, have a nice bed here, let me get you a chicken soup? They wouldn't let him in the village. But we welcome them with open arms. In fact, we're so intelligent that our president, our leader, brings in 100,000 of them this summer by train. Many of whom were infected, and our Border Patrol agents, who were our first line of defense, were screaming bloody murder that they're getting sick themselves. They're coming down with scabies. Some of them came down with tuberculosis. Border Patrol agents, they tried to warn us, but they were warned that they'd lose their pensions if they told the truth. From the giant conspiracy to infect America almost on purpose, or maybe on purpose, or maybe inadvertently on purpose. I don't know anymore. You know, there are a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, many of you listen to the show, who believe this is being done to bring the nation down. I hear it all the time, and I try to resist it because it sounds like it can't be so. But there's almost a there's a point at which you have to say, wait a minute, they must know what they're doing. Or are they so blind and drunk with their agenda, with their doxies, that they don't even care what they're doing? All that matters is that the vote is all that matters. Is that all that matters? In other words, make another 100,000 voters out of them? How can a two-year-old vote, though? I mean, the two-year-olds that they brought in aren't voting. The school children aren't voting, so far as I know. So they couldn't have been brought in to vote immediately. It's the change of demographics of America. That's why they moved them into largely white districts, poor white districts, in other words, in order to change the demographics over a longer period of time. But I don't think they knowingly brought in people with the virus, do you? Don't call me on that, because many will say yes, some will say no, it doesn't matter. Now it's in Hawaii. Isolation in Hawaii, Ebola possibility in Salt Lake City. It goes on and on. And now suddenly we have no one speaking for us. How do you feel about this? You've heard every aspect of every story. I don't care if you're a regionally educated person, you've seen it all by now. The vomit, the trail, the this, the that, the sister, the brother. Everyone's an expert because of the rapidity of the news media. Everyone knows everything. We're experts and we can move on, right? We can all move on, because you say, what am I going to do about it? I know everything. What do I have to listen to you for? Tell us a meatball story. Tell us about Teddy. That I'll listen to. I don't want to listen to you about Ebola. What do you know? Well, I know you may be surprised what I know. In fact, what I'm going to tell you when I come back from this very short commercial break may be of some interest to you, and I'll give you a little prelude, which is this. The African people have been exposed to the Ebola virus for quite some time now, and it would stand to reason that some of them have developed, I would think, it's a theory anyway, some immunity to the Ebola virus, because certainly there's no 100% infection rate. Think about that. If there's no 100% infection rate, well, I say, well, maybe some have a natural immunity to it. That's a logical, biological conclusion. While in America, there's probably a zero immunity to Ebola. Because of the geographic isolation between Africa, where it is endemic and inherent, and America, where it's not neither of the above, we have no immunity to Ebola. This is very similar to the Hardy Islanders in the South Pacific, beautiful Grecian statues of men in the Marquesas, which I happened to have visited many years ago as a plant collector. I don't mean a garment center plant. I mean a botanical plant collector. Say plant collector to Americans, they think you're going and buying rubber factories. No, plant collector, botanical specimen collector, medicinal plants. I visited the Marquesas in the 70s, early 70s, some of the most remote islands on Earth. The men were like Greek gods, some of the most handsome, muscular men, inherent, no gyms, by the way, or genetic gods. Look up what they looked like. 98% of the population was wiped out because the whalers who came to that region to hunt whales brought infections with them for which they had no immunity. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Like a pox upon America. Here's another report. You ready? You know about the one in Texas. You heard about the one in Hawaii. You heard about the one in Salt Lake City. Here's another one for you. This just came out. I'm ahead of everyone in the news. It's a news show. I mean, after all, I give you opinion. Two patients quarantined in Kentucky with Ebola-like symptoms. Kentucky. After the first case of Ebola was diagnosed, the doctors say they don't want to take any risks. They don't want to take any risks, so they put them in quarantine. Health at the Fayette County Health Department. So where'd they come from? What do you mean two patients in Kentucky? More visitors from abroad? More open door policy? Nancy Pelosi? How come she's not washing any feet anymore these days? Didn't she wash their feet in the church last year? I'd like to see Nancy Pelosi wash the feet of the children from Central America now. That would be really telling. This is sickening. Two more in Kentucky now with Ebola-like symptoms. Have a nice break. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation for all the breaking news of the day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Don't panic. The CDC has your best interests at heart. Don't panic. Your children are not in any danger. Don't panic. The government is in complete control. Don't panic. The government has identified patient zero and he is now quarantined. Don't panic. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Move along.
You can see why the kids get stoned all the time and why they paint their fingernails purple. You can see why they do it. They're living in a world where there are virtually no adults, no one's in charge, they don't know who to turn to, there's no truth, nothing. They don't know which way to turn. Let me ask you a simple question. Not too long ago, citing Ebola, Air France suspended flights into the African countries of Sierra Leone and Liberia because of the outbreak of Ebola there. And then Air France temporarily suspended its three flights a week to Sierra Leone. And yet when the Centers for Disease Dissemination was asked yesterday if the U.S. would stop flights from Liberia, the dumb spokesmouth said, well, no, that's not a CDC call. She said, I don't think so. No, we're not going to suspend flights. I don't think so, and that's certainly not. I'm not even sure if that's a CDC call. So if it's not a CDC call, who makes that call? None other than the fundraiser, the golfer. He's immune. He figures that he's immune. He's never going to be around them. I mean, he wouldn't even visit the border children he brought in. Think about this. President Ebola told us how wonderful the border children were, and yet he wouldn't even go to the border to visit them. Stupid he isn't. The minions around him said, no, you better not go there. They're infected. He said, what do you mean infected? Well, we got border patrol agents with TB, Mr. President. Some of them have scabies. They're getting illnesses. All right, don't go there. Just dump them all over the communities with poor whites and change the demographics so there's, for 150 years, nothing but a third world nation. He wouldn't go visit them. So why would he care about whether or not people come from Liberia with Ebola or not? Why would he care about that? Why would he change one item in the liberal agenda? Why would he change one item? Why would he acknowledge the government failed us completely? Why? Why would he have to do that when he has government jesters like Bill Maher, Colbert, and the Daily Blowhard, as well as the government media complex, to cover up his crimes against humanity? Why? Why would he talk about anything like that? Go raise funds, which he did last night. $50,000 a plate at some Democrat fat cat's house in Chicago who put him in office to begin with. $50,000 a piece to be around this man. I don't understand that one. You think they're doing it because they like him? Or because you think they want to get something out of him again? But tell me how that works. Tell me how politics works in America. This is the Savage Nation. Oh, I should say the One Savage Nation, sorry. It's not the Savage Nation. It's the One Savage Nation. This is the Passive Nation. Welcome to the Passive Nation. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Now the land of the freak and the home of the bray. From the land of the free and the home of the brave to the land of the freak and the home of the bray. I want to read you something. I found this last night. I was going through my notes. Yeah, we'll talk about Ebola. We'll talk about the destabilization of America. We'll talk about how I'm sure they're planning an insurrection, if not an outright civil war, in order to declare martial law and seize your weapons, take away the last vestiges of freedoms that you may even think you have. I'm convinced of it now. Now I'm convinced of it. At first, I thought I was maybe, possibly. The more I look at this gang, the worse it gets. So I want to read you something I wrote in the year 2000, February 5th, 2000, I was going through my notes. I'm going to read you a page. You'll have to bear with me. If you can't, I accept that. The decline and fall of the American Empire, February 5th, 2000, the year 2000. And I wrote this, shortly after the war against fascism having aligned itself too closely with the communist empire of Russia, the United States of America and its many foreign proxy states began the great slide towards world socialism and a godless universe. Having conquered and occupied Germany and Japan, the Americans took on many of the systems and characteristics of the conquered. Conqueror compromised is conqueror conquered. I'll read that again. Conqueror compromised is conqueror conquered. Enjoying also the spoils of war, her people entered the land of plenty, losing slowly the virtues that gave her victory. Within 50 years of this conquest, in the morning of the new century, true heroes had been long cremated by envy and hatred of the noble. In place of the lean, strong men who had plowed her fields, then manned her machine guns, and flew her fighting planes, there emerged the manufactured heroes. The drug-bloated cartoon muscles astride mental dwarfs who cavorted nearly naked before millions of screaming automatons. People driven stupid by a merciless and lifetime media onslaught of the perverse, the evil, the ill, and the obscure. So debased by the entertainment news corporations was the populace of America that drug addicts and other perverts who had self-infected were held up as victims of a too virtuous ideal. There also arose toward the end of the century a type of politician, part Machiavelli, part actor, and part traitor, but lacking all other elements of a true prince. In the last decade of the dying century, an American president arose as a reflection of the debased, debauched, and dispirited. While tens of millions saw the shallow, mean, degenerate man as he was, with the orchestrated assistance of his creators, both in and outside the massive media, this man was able to hold sway over the nation and the world for nearly a decade. And in this decade of decadence, our epic begins to show form. I never finished that. 2000, February 5th, 2000, the decline and fall of the American Empire. Well, now 14 years later, I picked up a sequel to that, and I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, and I'm going to read you the opening paragraphs right now. Here it is. It's called Graduating to Treason. People can justify a government's controversial policies and actions for only so long until they see a pattern of abuse of power. Then even the most devout supporters of any regime must decide if they support these extreme policies and actions or oppose them. With the current government, this point of no return was reached for some when they slowly realized the extent of the vast National Security Agency spying scandal. For others, the tipping point was the release of known Islamist terrorists from Guantanamo Bay prison without congressional knowledge. For most Americans, the flood of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants from Central America, purposely created by the administration to overwhelm our southern borders, was the final straw. Still other supporters kept justifying one extremist act after another, justifying the president's policies and actions with rationalizations that included saying that those who opposed them were, quote, right-wing conspirators, or racists, or Obama haters and the like. And yet for those of us who study governments that have taken nations from freedom to fascism, the handwriting has been on the wall for many years. My question is this. Will the Obama inner circle of extremist left-wing radicals trigger an event that will provoke an American insurrection, even a civil war? Is this concern to be dismissed as a right-wing conspiracy? Let me explain to you what is happening. And then I write this. The desperate Democrats are all pursuing policies of race and class warfare. As their failures and many deceits become clearer to the people, as the war they're fighting against the freedoms promised in the U.S. Constitution materializes, they are counting on minority voters to turn out for them at the ballot box. And then I give example after example after example, and over the next week or two, I will read some of them to you, or better than that, you will be reading some of them to the audience here on the Savage Nation, and you will give us your experiences in the bookstore on Tuesday when you go in to try to find Stop the Coming Civil War. And we will talk about it at that time, not at this time. One last note about my book. This book is a blueprint for impeachment. I wrote for you, I did what one man has done for the country, what the entire Republican Party ought to have done by now. I have compiled a dossier in these 300 and some odd pages with references of every crime and every misdemeanor against the American people and then some. In other words, there's an encyclopedia of treason in this book. It is what the Republican Party was expected to do to stop an out-of-control presidency. It was what the Republican Party was elected to do to stop one act after another that, if not insulting, then was outright criminal. I can name them, but I won't name them. You can remember almost all of them. This blueprint, Stop the Coming Civil War, belongs on every coffee table in America, on every workstation. And then let the games begin. This is the Savage Nation. It's now time for you to talk. I've talked all I'm going to talk today in terms of narration and monologue. I'm going to take my first call. Steve in Washington, D.C. on WMAL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I was a part of a emergency response team for NBCs, and part of that training, of course, included Ebola. And we got a resource manual titled USAMRIDS Medical Management of Biological Casualties Handbook. And it says in there, Lhasa, Congo, Crimean, Ebola, and Marburg viruses may be particularly prone to aerosol nosocomial spread.
Absolutely. We've known that in the literature for years. In fact, I had a friend who was an expert on the Marburg virus, and I worked with him 30 years ago. This is not new to me. Ebola is rather new, but Marburg has been around quite a long while.
Right. They talk about secondary infections among contacts and medical personnel who are not parentarily exposed are well documented. Now, if it was well documented back at least as far as 2001, how come we're not hearing about it from anybody today?
Because you have the Centers for Disease Dissemination in charge. They were taken over by plants to cover virtually everything, to cover up virtually every threat to the population. I mean, what else can I say to you? They're not doing their job. Would you argue with me and say they're doing their job?
No. In fact, I tried to call a couple of the news organizations, and they ignored me. It's in black and white that these things...
But how could this man not be taken from office and impeached? Why is the Republican Party not doing anything at a time like this? The nation is in meltdown. It's like Chernobyl. The whole country's melting down like a nuclear meltdown. I mean, it's right before our eyes. Virtually every system in the country is melting before our eyes, whether it be the Secret Service, bullet holes, fence jumpers, Ebola patients being allowed to come into America, no airlines are allowed to stop the flights, the lies coming out of that twisted mouth Friedkin from the CDC. Did you see him speak the other day? Did you gain confidence from him, that man with that twisted mouth?
Yelling at the TV and basically came away with the conclusion that, well, his mouth is moving, so he must be lying.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. I knew who he was because I've seen him around for years. He was handpicked to make certain that the Q word was never, ever uttered, the quarantine word, for any disease, no matter what it might be, no matter how it threatened all of us. This is the only reason he was ever picked. He was handpicked. None of these men are medical professionals or scientists in the true sense that we know them, in my estimation. Maybe down on the ground you have real scientists working in the labs, but they're like the cops on the street as opposed to the police chief. My friend, all I can say is we're in this together, and we all know exactly what needs to be done to save this country. I'm going to send you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. I hope you will read it and show it to your friends. The time is exactly 19 minutes after the hour. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Okay, my friends, still there are hundreds of ways to fly from Liberia into the United States. Air France will not fly into those nations, but the great man in the White House refuses to ban any flights in or out of the country for political reasons, which are insane, by the way. And so an article was written, which is entitled as follows, on WorldNet Daily. It's linked on MichaelSavage.com. No one else will cover the story. Because I am a cultural leader in America, I have a great audience here on radio and an audience of book buyers and an audience that reads WND. But you'll notice that you never see my name anywhere else. But listen what they wrote. Michael Savage blames President Ebola for virus in U.S., charges open borders policy, unwillingness to quarantine threatens nation. And then the article is very short. Ebola has now entered the U.S. because of President Obama's open borders policy charged with talk radio host Michael Savage. Savage, who has a doctorate in epidemiology from the University of California, said Obama refused to employ the basic epidemiological rule of quarantining a deadly virus, quote, because the far-left agenda is to have an open borders policy, end quote. Referring to the commander-in-chief as President Ebola, Savage said on his nationally syndicated show Wednesday, the only solution is zero travel in and out of West Africa for any American. You let nobody in from a country where you have a raging epidemic, he said, emphasizing microbes do not discriminate. You isolate and you quarantine an entire nation if necessary. Savage addressed the argument that it's not practical to isolate an entire country or region. Is it practical to risk the spread of a killer disease, he countered? Ebola has killed more than 3,300 people in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone this year. But a statistical forecast released by the CDC last week said the virus could infect 1.4 million in Liberia and Sierra Leone by the end of January. And then on and on. On and on. Savage holds master's degrees from the University of Hawaii in medical botany and medical anthropology and a PhD from the University of California, Berkeley, in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. Yesterday, the CDC reported the first case of Ebola in the U.S., that you know. Meanwhile, five students, you know about that from Dallas. Well, the new news is now there are reports that it may be in Salt Lake City and in Kentucky. Those are the latest stories that we broke here from the ABC outlet here on the Savage Nation. Savage is also charged that Obama's open borders policy has allowed tens of thousands of unaccompanied Central American minors to enter the U.S. and spread in schools viral illnesses, some of which had been largely eradicated in the country. Regarding the threat of Ebola to the U.S., Savage said officials have resorted to spouting platitudes. He chastised the CDC for insisting months ago that Americans had nothing to worry about because, quote, the CDC has trained doctors at airports in West Africa to prevent people infected with Ebola from traveling to the U.S. Remember when they told us that? Well, shall I go on? I will go on a little later. It's on WorldNet Daily. It's on MichaelSavage.com. Nowhere else can you find it. This is the Savage Nation with all of the reasons that you need to think for yourself. What good is it going to do you? Because, what, truth shall set you free? Are you kidding me? In this country, the truth shall set you free? Are you serious? In Ebola's America?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
We are early in the investigation of a patient, very, very early, who we are investigating who might have Ebola. It's very possible that they do, that they have Ebola, but I think it's also even more likely that they have another condition that presents with similar symptoms.
Well, that really gives you confidence. It might have Ebola. More likely they don't have Ebola. More likely they do have Ebola. And that's what you have in the public health department now. Clueless spokesmouth. That's all they are. So that's Hawaii that we know, the scare in Hawaii. Now we have two in Kentucky, Salt Lake City. And we have open borders. The country has been destabilized beyond recognition by the liberal establishment going back 40 years. And now it's come full circle. Now the country is being overrun by full-blown Ebola patients who are violating every rule of sanity that any nation would enact to prevent the disease from entering the country or spreading. And there's no knowing when this will end. And I know you heard it all. I understand that you're frustrated by it. It's just as well you listen to baseball. Go buy yourself a biohazard suit and some frozen food and don't listen to me anymore. Get cases of frozen food or whatever. Move to the mountains. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Here's another one for you. Bay Area's first case of enterovirus D68 reported in Alameda County. They don't know where it came from. California Department of Health spokesmouth said she has no idea where it came from. It's normal in America. It's always been here. It's endemic. See, that's what the Federal Centers for Disease Control has been saying. Everything's okay. Don't worry. Here's another one. If you think we're winning the war, Iraqi pilots mistakenly dropped supplies instead of bombs on Islamic State terrorists. Members of Islamic State recently received an unexpected surprise from the Iraqi military's pilots, an airdrop of food, water, and ammunition. A senior security official told NBC News that an investigation has been launched and how supplies meant for Iraqi soldiers fighting the Islamic State were dropped at the wrong location in Anbar province. So they said that now they have an excuse now that they were tired. Because of the wrong plans of the commanders in the Iraqi army and lack of experience of the pilots, they dropped the supplies on the Islamic State. Isn't that nice? Watermelons, ammunition, blankets, water, whatever they needed. Now, of course, I think it was done on purpose, by the way. That's not in the article. I think that the Iraqis have been penetrated the way this country's been penetrated at every level. And so how can you rule out that it was just what it looks like that it was? Canadian Health Agency deletes info on airborne spread of Ebola. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. The Public Health Agency of Canada has deleted information from its official website, which indicated that the airborne spread of Ebola was strongly suspected by health authorities amidst efforts by officials in Texas to calm concerns about the first outbreak. The image below shows the original Public Health Agency of Canada's website information page on the Ebola virus as it appeared on August 20th. And it says airborne spread among humans is strongly suspected. Then they took that out. And there's no longer any reference to airborne spread among humans is strongly suspected. That's the amended text. So there's a gigantic cover-up in order to make certain that you, the dunce, continues to move along. You know nothing. Just keep shopping. Just keep shopping. Shop till you drop. Shop till you... And don't worry. The medical establishment will take care of you. They have everything that you may need. Everything you may need. All the spices that you may need. I wonder why the government ordered so many thousands of those caskets. What was that about? And the FEMA camps, the nuts write about. Knoxville, Tennessee. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'll get right down to it. So, seeing what's going on with Ebola coming into the country, you know, military being sent to Africa and the White House break-in, I decided recently to start getting the word out on my college campus about what's going on. And so I mentioned to an African-American lady who was on her work break at my food court about what's going on with ISIS, the White House break-in, and the diseases. And you know what's interesting is she actually cared and she felt enlightened, and we had a really good discussion about spirituality in the future. And it goes to show you that, as you said on your book, and I loved watching that clip, you said diversity is diverse. And what I've found is if you're willing to discuss the tough issues and put yourself out there, then you can really make a difference and at least prepare.
But, Daniel, let me ask you something. You know, the race is not the issue here. Are you in a religious college?
No, I'm at a just regular public university, the University of...
All right. I thought maybe you were at a Christian college where the race really is no longer the unifying, the issue, rather. The issue I thought would be religion. So you're saying even an intelligent individual of a minority background is starting to see what's going on? Well, that's logical. If a person has a brain, they could see what this man is and what he's all about. And they have self-preservation. They look ahead. There's no future for them. There's no future in this country for the young. You think they don't see that? So, you know, it's why I said I wrote the blueprint to bring out the voters. I want to see every Democrat fired. I want to see every... I don't care who you vote for. I don't care if you vote for the dumbest Republican in history, because I believe we can lobby them after they win. If they can't be lobbied, that's another story. I believe that at town hall meetings and elsewhere, after the Democrats are thrown out, we will absolutely organize to take over the Republican Party and make them do what we want, as the American people want done. We're not going to put up with it. If they are given the Senate, and they then own the Senate, and they own the House, and they don't do what we want, they're going to have hell to pay for it. And we're going to make them pay. They're going to make them do what we, the people, insist be done to save this country. But that's for another time. I'm very hard focused on the election. What is that, 6, 7, 8 weeks away? Less than that. It's hard for me to believe that summer's over already, October 2nd. Stop the Coming Civil War is out next week, and I have one show after another to do, like 2-3 shows a day, radio, no TV. Nobody will have me on with the book, but it doesn't matter, because once the book becomes a raging bestseller, they're going to have to answer to you as how they can blacklist me like this. And it's up to you to decide whether you trust them after this. It doesn't matter to me what you do. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Michael, you worked at the Walter Reed Lab. Let's hear what you have to say. Go ahead, please.
Hi, yes. I worked at Walter Reed from 1991 through 96, and I traveled to 3/4 of every military lab in the world. And I was basically hooking up all their analyzers to a host system.
And yeah, but wait a minute. You worked at Walter Reed till 96. That was way before B.O. I mean, the calendar should be changed from A.D. to B.O. before Obama and A.O. after Obama, because the world has changed. The man has destroyed almost everything he's touched. The world is in disrepair. The world's falling apart from this one man. The man is a monster.
Oh, I have so many conspiracy theories going through my mind that it's kind of like having in the known of what this... I read The Hot Zone on a plane flying to the Azores in 1996, scared the, you know, what out of me. And that's when I really started asking questions, you know, to lab techs and their supervisors about, you know, how do you deal with these things? These guys were scared. I mean, you get...
Here's how you deal with an epidemic like this. You want to hear how you deal with it? It burns itself out. That's how you deal with it. I'm sorry to tell you that most epidemics are self-limiting. After it rages through a population and kills off a certain number of people, the epidemic dies out. You ask any epidemiologist who was trained before the politically correct psychosis invaded science, and they'll tell you the same thing. Most epidemics cannot be controlled. Did you know that?
Oh, agreed. It should have been contained in the first country, first village.
That's correct. It should have been contained by cutting off all flights and not letting anyone in or out of that country, especially into this nation. We had geographic isolation. We had the best health care in the world, and now it's being polluted and destroyed. And it's being polluted and destroyed because of the insanity of the liberal establishment.
Social movement, free movement of your people. It's okay. Go ahead and travel, blah, 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 blah.
I get it. I know all the rules of epidemiology. It's what I worked for my doctorate. I mean, I didn't sit there learning nothing. They were basic rules. But what is epidemiology? It sounds like a mystery. It's common sense. I mean, if a person appears in your house with a cold or the flu, do you go and hug and kiss them and use their toothbrush? I mean, look, you don't need a PhD to understand what to do. You don't let the infected person into your bedroom. That's all. Nor do you let an infected person into your country. Well, what sense does it take? What brains does it take to do this? Apparently, there are no brains anywhere at the top. There's just an evil, punishing organism called the Obama machine. It's an evil, punishing organism. It hates everybody and anything it can't control. Anyway, Michael, I don't want to get agitated. It's not going to change anything for the better. This, too, shall pass. Most of us will not get Ebola. No matter how bad it gets in this country, most of us will not become infected with Ebola. But some of us will because of the government's inability or lack of ability to act properly. If this government cannot even protect the president, how can it protect us? Let's ask a basic question. Wait until the 3,000 troops come back. Oh, wait until they come back. We got such great callers. WABC in New York City. John, thank you for listening to the great WABC in Manhattan and everywhere else in the metro area. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, thanks for taking my call. There are so many problems that this president has caused in the last 6 years. You can't concentrate. It's a dilemma. You can't concentrate on any one in particular.
That is true. That's absolutely true. If I told you that I've documented all of them and stopped the coming civil war, you'll have to believe me with references. But the list is so long of what he has done to every avenue of government that it's hard for the average person to keep up with it.
Yes, you're right. I mean, he's
the war on the military. I list what he's done to the military. The war on American medicine. Does that strike home now? The war on civil rights on the holder. The war on science. Does that make sense now? The war in our schools and school children. The war on our allies. Look at Israel. Okay, so it's all in there. Why do I document it? Because it's a blueprint for the election. We have a small window to convince friends and neighbors and coworkers the danger we are in and to have them go out and vote and throw out every Democrat, socialist, Islamist in power. Get rid of them. John, I don't know what else to say. One man can only do so much. Look, as I've said before, this decline and fall of the American empire did not begin with Barack Hussein Obama. But let's make sure it doesn't end with Barack Hussein Obama. Let's see if we can save the country. Remember I read that to you? I wrote it in the year 2000. No one ever heard of Obama then. I think he was still a college student in the year 2000. I don't know where he was 14 years ago. I don't follow his life that closely. Whether he was at Columbia or not is another thing up for discussion. People say who were there that he was never there. They say they never saw him. They never knew he was a student. So I don't know. But America started to decline and fall a long time ago, shortly after World War II. I would say that you want me to look back with a thumbnail sketch of when, how, why. It's another book, but roughly. After World War II, we had the halcyon decade of the 50s. That was the greatest decade in American history. And then what happened? Along came the hippies, and they polluted the American soul. Timothy Leary, Allen Ginsberg, I can't remember a few of the others, the radical feminist, Bella Abzug. And they destroyed the American soul and mind with drugs, sex, rock and roll as the mainstay of their weapons. And they used that as a method to penetrate and bring down America. And people said during the Vietnam War that they didn't think America would survive because of the protests. We were very close to seeing absolute anarchy in this country. The communists had convinced the American people that the war was evil and the communists were right and all of that. And they started stabbing our troops in the back. And the riots and the shootings at Kent State. Many people thought that America would not survive the left-wing fanaticism of the 60s. In many ways, they're right. We haven't survived it. Because Obama is the end line of those protests. I don't think you understand that. If you were to trace the arc of where Obama came from and how he rose at all, aside from the hidden hands and all that, the invisible money, he is a product of the 60s, even though he wasn't an activist in the 60s. Many of the white middle-class fools, the suburbanites in this country who were the reason he got elected to begin with, were doing so out of guilt. They were raised by hippie parents, and they voted for someone who was not like them because they hate themselves so much. And if you look at them today, they're still acting as though they detest themselves. Oh, they're arrogant, and I understand that, and they pretend that they're great people, but by and large, they hate themselves, and so they detest anyone who sounds like them or looks like them in politics. They'll vote for anybody but anyone who looks like them, and that's the reason that we have this left-wing juggernaut bringing the country to its knees. But let's put aside all of this rhetoric and my opinions on that matter. You're concerned only about this Ebola business right now, as you should be. From the point of view of medicine, most of us will not get Ebola, but it will spread. There's no question it's spreading, and it will spread. And the sanest thing to do is cut off all air travel in and out of the Ebola regions. That's the least this country should be doing. In fact, it's so commonsensical that even Liberia is going to prosecute this SOB who lied to them when he left the country. They have the sanity in Liberia to prosecute this man who left the country knowing he was ill or likely to be ill. And yet this country is so weak and so sick that we're treating him like a victim who should be on Good Morning America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. I just got this from somebody in the news business, and I'm shocked. I really am stunned. He said to me, Savage, here's an accurate list of the top conservative news websites, and you can see you're number 7. And he said, you did this without any apps. He said, I don't know how you did this. And he said, you really ought to put an app out there or whatever. He said, with a little effort, you could easily build a news app similar to other popular. You could pass these, blah, blah, blah. You could beat these people. I can't believe this. He says, you're number 7 of conservative websites with no online or smartphone app presence at all. It's unbelievable. Number 1 of conservative websites is Fox News. That's a network. Number 2 is WSJ Opinion. Number 3, Drudge. Number 4, The Blaze. Number 5 is Breitbart. Number 6 is Newsmax. Number 7 is Michael Savage. That's pretty amazing. I'm bigger than the Washington Times and National Review Online. Town Hall is number 11. Free Republic is 13. Twitchy is 14. Instapundit is 15. Weekly Standard is 16. And all the others, I really had no idea. I don't pay that much attention to this. And this is without any friends in the media to speak of because no one links me. So I would suggest that if you want to keep up with what I'm thinking or saying in my book, it's michaelsavage.com. And I want to remind you that you can still buy the Stop the Coming Civil War through that link to Barnes & Noble at 50% off. And then they're going to flip over to the stores on Tuesday. I'm taking off tomorrow. I've got to meditate all day and think about my crimes and sins against myself. And I'll come back refreshed on Monday.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So we have Ebola because of an illegal medical alien. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I just put a few words together there. Illegal medical alien. And yet Nancy Pelosi chided reporters for using the term illegal aliens. This is an interesting one. If you can get clip 11 lined up there, old Robert. Nancy Pelosi was talking about illegal aliens, and she said, you know, you can't use that phrase. Listen to clip 11 now on the Savage Nation.
If President Obama does what he has promised to do, and takes executive action to legalize some illegal aliens in the United States.
Are you referring to undocumented people who are in the United States? Okay.
Illegal aliens, yes, ma'am.
Undocumented people, okay.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear what this woman had the nerve to say? I mean, it is a fact that they're illegal aliens. That's the official statement of anyone who's here illegally. They're illegal aliens. And yet Nancy Pelosi took umbrage with a reporter who dared ask about illegal aliens and said, you want to listen to this again? Here is the woman, one of the most powerful women in the United States, upholding criminality and basically staring down a poor little young girl reporter in clip 11.
If President Obama does what he has promised to do and takes executive action to legalize some illegal aliens in the United States.
Are you referring to undocumented people who are in the United States? Okay.
Illegal aliens, yes, ma'am.
Undocumented people, okay.
What do you mean undocumented? As far as I'm concerned, Nancy Pelosi is an undocumented congresswoman. That's what I think. Well, you elected her? You like her policies? You haven't seen what it's done to this country? Now you got to hear clip 13. This is amazing. Here's Michelle Obama saying if the Republicans win the midterm elections, women, climate change, and immigration are at risk. Listen to the world traveler Michelle Obama.
If we don't show up at the polls this November, then we know exactly what will happen. We can't pretend like we don't know. We will see more folks interfering in women's private decisions about our health care. We will see more folks denying that climate change even exists. We will see more votes against immigration reform and raising the minimum wage for hardworking folks.
My God, demagoguery has a new meaning under her. Wow. This is unbelievable. What a demagogue she's become. Well, what do you expect? If you get where you are in life by using demagoguery, what, you're going to stop all of a sudden? You're not going to stop all of a sudden. And then there's the Hong Kong business. Who cares about Hong Kong? I don't care what's going on in there. What, they're afraid of those in Hong Kong now? Gary Kasparov says Putin is 100 times more dangerous than all of Al-Qaeda. Who is Gary Kasparov, a chess player? Why is he even on my sound? Why would I care what Gary Kasparov says, a chess player? What would I pay attention to him for? All right, it opens up the microphone on the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, the sixth most important conservative website in the world, michaelsavage.com. I didn't know. I better start talking about it more. Home of the Savage Nation, borders, language, and culture. Top story, top right. Savage blames President Ebola for entry of virus. Oh, isn't that clever? Isn't that clever? Second story, 100 people had contact with Dallas Ebola patient. It was 80 by this morning. Now it's 100 from the vomiter. Panic parents pull children from Texas schools. Pre-order today, 50% off. Sale ends Monday. Stop the coming civil war. I should be very proud of it, which I am. I'll talk more about it next week. In number one New York Times bestselling author Michael Savage warns of civil war, calls upon patriots, a new book. That's exactly right. ISIS jihadists seen on film rioting in Australia in 2012. This is a sickening story. There's a group of these bearded low-life louts in Australia holding and arguing with a white policeman in Australia. And you could see the hate on their Muslim faces, the Muslims with the hate on their faces. And two of them went on to go to Syria, and they were seen later on with severed heads in their hands. The police tried to arrest them, and there was a riot at that time. See, this is what happens when you grant asylum to people from the world. You get infected with terrorism, and you get infected now with Ebola. Why do I say that? Because it's true. And then here's a more sickening story of all of them. Al Sharpton, as you well know, is one of the most despicable men in the history of America. How a man could be a street agitator, a bloated street agitator, and wind up with a television show and being celebrated by the New York state governor is beyond comprehension, yet he did. The headline is, New York governor celebrates with race baiter Al Sharpton. A steady stream of Democrat luminaries came by to shake the hands of this man. The only thing Al Sharpton has ever done that is of any interest to me is how he lost so much weight so quickly. Do you think that hatred and deceit has a way of helping you in weight loss? If he could bottle hatred and deceit and call it the Al Sharpton weight loss diet, I would say then he would have given something to humanity. He could give it out to the Democrat congresswomen. U.S. in bind as Palestinians push U.N. resolution demanding broad Israeli withdrawal. They're never withdrawing. Widow slams college for letting cop killer speak. Yeah, that's a story that if you're a cop, you got to read that one. Your hair will stand up. Obama to give refugee status to Central Americans that we know about. They've given it to them already. And then there's a lot of stuff on the bottom. I got to clean it up this weekend. The video of me on Ellis Island celebrates the American. It's like everything from the middle down has to be changed. It's old. I'm sorry, the website's old from the middle down. I got to get the whole staff working on this. The interview with me, the New Yorker, already have to can it. It's been up there 5 years. Me and the Jaguar, it's been up too long. Sign up for the newsletter, the duck thing. I don't know. I have to change the bottom of the website. How can I have the sixth most popular conservative website when the whole bottom has been old like this for so long? I don't get it. See, they're there for four articles a day? I guess those four articles a day are doing it. I don't know. It's hard to say. Imagine if I had a full website with a whole bottom with all new stories every day. I'd move up rapidly. Would you like to talk on the show? The phone number is 855-407-282. Let's go to the callers that we have waiting. Kevin on WABC. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I'm a third-generation licensed harbor pilot in the Port of New York, and I can clearly remember hearing from the older pilots how every single ship that arrived from a foreign port had to anchor up in something called a quarantine anchorage, and they had to sit there and wait for a public health official to come out and physically inspect everybody from captain to cook before they were given a clean bill of health, and only after that were they allowed to heave up and then proceed to the dock.
Well, now they come here and heave up right away on the streets, and they're given a golden key.
Yeah. I mean, now willing.
There's no quarantine anymore. As you know, quarantine was eliminated during the AIDS epidemic for fear of a panic, and so therefore, now that we need quarantine for Ebola, we don't have it anymore.
This went on up until the 1960s.
That's how primitive America was, that it thought of protecting itself. It was quite racist to protect itself, don't you think?
Sure. And I heard you, Mike.
I mean, you know, if you're really down with the people, what you want are third world diseases in America. Because then you'll understand their experiences. I mean, this is what Obama is doing to us, President Ebola, is making certain that we understand what pain and suffering really is. So you're a third generation harbor pilot. That's a pretty interesting job. For many years, I actually wanted to be a ferry captain here in the San Francisco Bay, but I couldn't get that, so I became a radio talk show host. I was in New York over the summer, as I mentioned, and watching those boats come up and down the Hudson over by the Statue of Liberty, it's pretty heavy currents there, aren't there?
Yes, there is. Yeah, I spent 13 years up on the Hudson, too, all the way to Albany. We run these big 600-foot ships. People don't realize that.
Which ships are 600 feet?
Bulk carriers, mainly carrying cement, gypsum, things like that, coal.
Oh, they come down up from the Hudson where the quarries are, huh?
They generally go up the Hudson. Everything comes down as empty or light, but it's all cargo.
Oh, they're bringing up the material, the gypsum and all of that.
And Michael, quickly, along these same lines, if you go over the Verrazano Bridge and look off to your east, you'll see two man-made islands that the federal government built. One was a quarantine island. Anyone arriving at Ellis Island who was sick was taken from Ellis Island, put on the quarantine island. They either recovered, or if they died, they were brought to a smaller island that still exists there. There's nothing but seagulls on it now, and that was the crematorium. So nobody was allowed to step foot on the mainland until they were actually given up.
How quaint. What a quaint nation we were then. Can you imagine those primitive men didn't have the brains of the head of the CDC, and they weren't as diverse and open as they are today? What a racist nation we were then, to actually screen people out with tuberculosis or smallpox. Just shows you what crackers ran the country then, huh?
Yep. Well, it worked.
I mean, what we should do is embrace smallpox. We should embrace tuberculosis. If we really were a non-racist nation, we would embrace TB. We would embrace it and make it our own. Because after all, they're our brothers and our cousins, and Nancy Pelosi washed the feet of the children. I don't see her washing any feet of children coming from Central America anymore, now that she knows that they're diseased, many of them. Hey, I'm going to send you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. I hope you share it with your fellow harbor pilots. And maybe we can just maybe pull it out of the hat and save it. Oh, here's a horrible call. I have time for this call. A Brian in Colorado Springs, man. This is a tough one. KOVR. Go ahead. You asked that question, Brian. It's loaded.
Yeah, a little bit. It was more just, I mean, kind of all politics aside, there's been...
Well, what is the question? Just say it. Say it like it is. What is the question?
What's your opinion on Lola being just kind of the ender as it, I mean...
The screen says that you're calling to ask, is Ebola a world ender? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
That's an answer that only God can give you. I can't give it to you. It has the capacity to be the epidemic of epidemics. I want to remind listeners who think that they're immune, and again, I don't want to panic you, but I also don't want to gull you. The 1918 flu that spread throughout the world was so devastating that millions of people died from it. Did you know that? You don't even know anything about it. The idiots who are running this country and the idiots who have taken over the health departments will not even tell you how rapidly viruses can spread. The 1918 flu, while it was virulent, is nothing compared to Ebola. And you say, well, we have different safeguards in place today and treatments. We have no treatments to speak of. They can maintain a person who might or might not survive, but they can't treat it. There's certainly no prophylactics that can be used. There's no pill you can take. The only safeguards against Ebola are closing off all flights in and out of these countries, which Obama refuses to do, even though France has done so. The man is so backwards politically that he refuses to do the most commonsensical thing. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We're talking about President Ebola and the spread of the Ebola epidemic. When I say the spread, because it's now here. Moreover, the Ebola patient, by the way, you got to understand something. This country never had an Ebola case in its entire history. It could have been limited to Africa by turning off all travel from anyone in those countries until the epidemic burned itself out. You say it's impractical. Well, is it practical to permit, shall I say, to risk the spread of a killer illness? Is that practical? All of the rules of epidemiology dictate the following. The first thing you do is you isolate the area in which an epidemic begins. You quarantine the area. You certainly don't let patients from that area travel to other areas. You go back to the history of epidemiology. I think it was Edward Jenner who was interested in the smallpox epidemic. No one even knew why it was spreading or how it was spreading. Well, he found out how it was spreading way back in the 1700s. And they isolated the source. They closed down the well. I believe that was the source of the epidemic at that time. I don't remember all the details. We know where the well of disease is coming from. It's coming out of West Africa. But because Obama is so given towards things African and so anxious to prove that Africa is this, Africa is that, Africa is this, Africa that, he won't even impose the first order of safety for his own people. So now we have at least one case of Ebola in Texas, if not more brewing. And let's hope they're not, but common sense would say there are more brewing. The patient had contact with school-aged children. There's a second possible case. And all we're hearing are platitudes from the politicians and the medical politicians. The MPH used to have a meaning. It used to be an MD got an MPH and then went on to a job in a school of public health. But take the acronym of MPH and change it if you want. Medical politician hack. That's what an MPH is today, and that's where we are today. We have no protection. It's each man, each woman, each child for himself in this country. I'm sorry. They're not going to protect you. They couldn't even protect the president from an invader who jumped the fence. They're going to protect you from a person coming in with Ebola? Then why did Obama bring trainloads of infected children into America without caring about the consequences? How long was I warning you? It was inevitable that kids would get sick. Now one of them died. It's time for Obama to resign, but you know he has no conscience. He would never resign. He doesn't even have the decency of Nixon. Should Obama resign? What has Obama done that he should resign? I can name at least five things. Chapter one, graduating to treason. And here's a question I ask in Stop the Coming Civil War. My question is this. Will the Obama inner circle of extremist left-wing radicals trigger an event that will provoke an American insurrection, even a civil war? Is this concern of mine to be dismissed as a right-wing conspiracy? Let me explain to you what is happening, and then I explain what is happening and what they're doing. I'm explaining what is being done by Eric Holder. And I say three events in the early summer of 2014 make very clear what this government's positions are. The release of five radical Islamist leaders from Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for the return of an American soldier who deserted his post and may have aided and abetted the enemy in Afghanistan. Page 5. Inviting hundreds of thousands of Central American children and young adults, some of them known gang members, with distinguishing gang tattoos, to enter the United States illegally and then providing food and shelter for them before sending them off to so-called friends and relatives in other U.S. cities. The intentional refusal to provide critical medical treatment for injured and ill American servicemen through the Veteran Affairs Medical System. The refusal by Obama to negotiate the release of the American Marine trapped in the corrupt Mexican prison system when he intervened on behalf of Taliban. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? According to Secretary of Defense, that's a laugh, Chuck Hagel, the President of the United States approved the transfer of five of the most dangerous long-term Gitmo inmates to the country of Qatar in exchange for Bo Bergdahl, an American soldier who was described by some of his fellow soldiers, as many as six of them were killed attempting to find and rescue Bergdahl after he left his post as a deserter. I go on and on. It's all there. Now, why do you need to know these things? Why do you need to have a record of these things? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Coming up to the election, which is only a month or so away when you think about it. October 1st now. My God, it's a month away. About a month, five, 6 weeks. You have a chance to save America by electing... I would say by electing Republicans, by firing every Democrat, socialist, Islamist. Everyone that's up for election, you fire them.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here's some sad news for those of you who think you've heard it all. Now listen, on the Ebola situation, you've heard it all. You know everything from the vomit to the airplanes to the open borders to diversity. See, this is the diversity that we've been preached about for the last 40 years coming home to roost. This is what open borders brings. For 20, 30 years, I've been warning you that we needed health inspectors at our borders, common sense. Your grandfather, great-grandfather, was inspected before he was allowed in, or your grandmother. If they were sick, they were sent back to their country of origin or put in quarantine. No sane nation on earth permits this. In fact, France and other European nations have stopped permitting flights from African countries where Ebola is raging out of control for months now, but not for President Ebola. See, now, President Ebola has a certain sympathy for Africa, and therefore, there's no need to stop any flights from Africa. That would be, I don't know, somehow, well, what would that be if you stopped flights from Africa to America? Common sense? Sane? He's too busy to worry about that. He was at a fundraiser last night, 50,000 ahead. Small number of people at a fundraiser in Chicago at a house of a lifetime Democrat donor. That's all that matters. But here's some news before you turn the dial. And this is so sad I can't even read it to you. But I'll read it to you. Are you ready for this? Are you listening, government jesters, Bill Maher, Colbert, and the Daily Blowhard? The government jesters will turn it into a joke tonight. They work along with the CDC to make certain that the idiots who are stoned laugh at everything that's real and frown at everything that's false. Health officials investigating possible case of Ebola at Utah Hospital. Salt Lake City, It's now spread. Health officials confirm they are investigating a possible case of Ebola at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City. Primary Children's said it is unlikely the patient has Ebola. Well, if it's unlikely, why they tell us that it's likely? Wait a minute, they're investigating a possible case, but it's unlikely the patient has Ebola? Then why they tell us it's likely? They're investigating, but it's unlikely. But they're taking this opportunity to use the emergency plan they have been working on to provide maximum protection to staff, patients, family, and the greater community. Officials said they admitted a patient who has symptoms raising concerns about Ebola. I'm not going to read anymore. Salt Lake City. I guess it's another illegal alien who flew in from Liberia. Now, look, I told you, if you were a Liberian and you know that you carried a dead sister who died of Ebola and you knew that you had 3 days to get out of that godforsaken nation and get where you could get some free medical care. You'll have the, the ACLU at your bedside wearing biohazard suits. Ask us if anybody said anything racist to you in the hospital. You'll probably be invited to Nancy Pelosi's fundraiser. Wouldn't you leave Liberia and come to the moronic nation called America that used to be the land of home of the brave, land of the free? From the home of the brave and the land of the free. Look what we become. Look what we become from the home of the brave and the land of the free. So if you were a Liberian and your family, God, you know, poor people, died of Ebola and whatever, wouldn't you hop a plane to America, come here for all the free care? Of course you would. Then you'd vomit on the sidewalk. You'd infect the ambulance crew. You wouldn't tell anybody you're sick. That might interfere with your gold-plated medical care. And then, of course, the good people in America are just so good and liberal, they would never mention that they're going to turn you away at the border. They can't do that. That would be racist, probably, and I know somehow would offend Ebola. President Ebola would get hearing about it, and I would suspect that Eric Holder would hear about it. I mean, if you're violating the civil rights of a non-citizen without thinking about the civil rights of your citizens, you're doing the right thing for the diverse America. You get it? How much can a country take of such incompetence and evil until it all implodes? Well, it's all imploding. You have ISIS out of control in the Middle East. We're using our most advanced war planes, and we can't stop them. You know why? So you figure out, oh, you can't stop them? Because they don't want to stop them. Why don't they want to stop them? How do I know that that's a... See, like they say, we have a person who might be an Ebola patient, but we're not sure yet. It's a theory. Here's my theory. We see that ISIS can't be stopped in the Middle East. They can be slightly controlled, but why are they not being stopped? The most advanced war planes in the world... Here's my proof of my deepest suspicions of why ISIS is actually a tool of the Western powers. They stole M1A Abrams tanks from the cowardly Iraqi army that abandoned their posts, right? Have you yet seen one tank being blown up? No, we blow up Toyota trucks that cost $18,000, $20,000. And then we say, let's see, the munitions cost us $35 million, and we blew up a $60,000 truck. And then the Pentagon spokesmouth gets up there and tells you that we blew up three trucks, and of course, they don't tell you how much it costs, but they're not blowing up the tanks is the point. Why? Because they're saving the tanks. They want ISIS to use the tanks to take down Assad. The whole thing is a masquerade to destroy Assad and destroy Syria. That's one man's opinion. It's really depressing. If there was a sane individual in the media or the government that I could count on, I would tell you about it, but there aren't too many. So I again turn to myself. Although it's a national show and many of you are hanging on my every word and you expect me to be talking about my book every sec, because I told you it's coming out next Tuesday, you'll do what you have to do. Either you're going to buy it or you won't buy it. It's that simple. I'll tell you about it when I want to. I'm not depressed. I'm in a state of... I don't know how to describe it. What can I tell you? Here I am, a modern man in a world that is more primitive than the most primitive world on the planet. We're supposed to be scientific in America. We're supposed to be forward-thinking. We're supposed to be clear-thinking. And yet we are as dumb as a primitive tribe. In fact, stupider than a primitive tribe. A primitive tribe that is healthy would protect itself from an infected individual who came from another tribe into their village. In fact, they wouldn't even let him into the village. Let's say he was vomiting on the way into their village and he ran a fever. Would they bring him into a teepee? Say, have a nice bed here? Let me get you a chicken soup? They wouldn't let him in the village. But we welcome them with open arms. In fact, we're so intelligent that our president, our leader, brings in 100,000 of them this summer by train, many of whom were infected, and our Border Patrol agents, who were our first line of defense, were screaming bloody murder that they're getting sick themselves. They're coming down with scabies. Some of them came down with tuberculosis. Border Patrol agents, they tried to warn us, but they were warned that they'd lose their pensions if they told the truth. From the giant conspiracy to infect America, infect America almost on purpose, or maybe on purpose, or maybe inadvertently on purpose. I don't know anymore. You know, there are a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, many of you listen to the show, who believe this is being done to bring the nation down. I hear it all the time, and I try to resist it because it sounds like it can't be so. But there's almost a point at which you have to say, wait a minute, they must know what they're doing. Or are they so blind and drunk with their agenda, with their doxies, that they don't even care what they're doing? All that matters is that the vote is all that matters. Is that all that matters? In other words, make another 100,000 voters out of them? How can a two-year-old vote, though? I mean, the two-year-olds that they brought in aren't voting. The school children aren't voting, so far as I know. So they couldn't have been brought in to vote immediately. It's the change of demographics of America. That's why they moved them into largely white districts, poor white districts, in other words, in order to change the demographics over a longer period of time. But I don't think they knowingly brought in people with the virus, do you? So we have Steve Wynn, one of the great American success stories, saying, I'm more scared about the USA than China. He said, we elected a man as president who had no experience at anything, that he's stunned at the immaturity of this administration and how they punish everyone. That says it all. It's as simple as that. You have relatives, you have friends, you have coworkers who think you're a nut. I know that. You're alone. You're there. You don't even want to talk about your politics at work or at home because they called you a crazy person. No one believes anything you say. It's why I wrote the book, Stop the Coming Civil War. It's why I want you to have a copy of this important document. You say, well, what good is it? They're not going to read it. No, you're going to read it. You're going to make statements, and then you're going to go to the back of the book where there are 35, 40 pages of notes with references for every chapter. So if I say to you that he did this or he did that, you look in the back and you say, well, here's the reference. Now, let's say you show a reference. Reference 11. Kellen Howell, border agent laments gang members entering U.S. Washington Times, June 14th, with the exact page number. Reference 12, rampant sex at illegal alien child shelters. We have the reference to that. So then you show this to your neighbor. They say you're crazy, you made it up, you're a right-wing nut. And you say, but wait a minute, would you at least look at the reference? And you show them the reference. If your neighbor says, I don't care what the references say, I don't care, I still like Obama, then walk out of the room and let me tell you something else. Don't ever talk to them again. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care if you think you need them. You're finding out that they're hopeless. They're not low-information voters, as Rush calls them. These are no-information voters. They're ignoramuses. They're ignoramuses that can't be reached. You know, it's been said that hell is a place where there is no reason. If you have a friend or a relative who will not reason with you, who will not look at facts, then you're living in hell with them. What do you need them for? What do you need them for? What's the point of eating a meal with them? How can you eat a hamburger around them without gagging on the food? I didn't say they have to agree with everything you say, nor believe everything you say. All I said is they have to reason with you. And you need the information. You need the facts. You need the references to reason with them. That's what it's all about. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? All I can do is be a champion for America's borders, language, and culture. All I can do is call them as I see them. All I can do is give you the plain truth right here on the Savage Nation. I ask you this question. Now that Ebola has entered America, which, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking because this country has been spared so many horrors because of its geographic isolation. We were not infected with diseases from South America because of this isthmus. We were not infected by diseases from Africa because of the long distances across the ocean. We were rarely infected by diseases from Asia because of the isolation from these regions that had hygienic problems and other things that permitted illnesses to proliferate. And now that's all changed. It's all changed because of political insanity. These patients should have been isolated, even asymptomatic patients. Say, well, they weren't symptomatic. They weren't patients. Then go back to my first rule. You should have closed down all travel out of West Africa to anywhere in the world. Every nation on earth should have put up barriers that said, nobody travels in, nobody travels out. We have to protect our people first. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Almost ready to basically tune out. It's like we've turned on, we've tuned in, and we're ready to tune out. In other words, how much can you take of this bad news? Now, you could hide your head in the sand, as most people do most of the time. We have to make a living. We have to duck from it. But the fact of the matter is, you have one case, and you know that epidemics don't limit themselves to one case. And we know the CDC is filled with political hacks, and that's why we named them the Centers for Disease Dissemination. They're nothing but political hacks. The smallest of men, they're not protecting us. A president rushes off to another fundraiser last night, and now we get a warning 10 minutes ago that an Ebola case is being monitored in Salt Lake City. Still, the borders are open. Planes are flying in from West Africa. They're pouring across the border from Mexico. And so I, as one man sitting before a microphone, feel weary from it. Frankly, the burden is getting very heavy in that the news is so relentlessly bad. The evil that emanates from the government media complex is so devastating to a soul that it reaches a point of no return at a certain point. You want to just give it up. You want to forget it. You want to walk away from it. You want to say, I've done the best I can. I've worked for 20 straight years in writing books, warning what would happen, and it's happening. My worst nightmares are coming true, and it's only just beginning. Now I'm on the verge of a new big bestseller, and I know it will. If I stop talking about this book today, Stop the Coming Civil War is going to be a big hit next week. Because every once in a while, books come along at a time so right that the message is so strong that I don't even have to mention it. I don't have to be on Fox News. They blacklisted me anyway. There's a basic group of people in this country, what is it, 10 million, who know what this government is doing, what their intents are. And then you magnify it and you come up with something close to the truth of what's actually going on. We have diseases entering America that weren't here. The disease of Ebola, which we know about. We were immune from Ebola, blessed by geographic isolation. But because of the liberal shibboleth of open borders, the liberal obsession with open borders, we now have Ebola in Texas, case in Hawaii, a reported possible case in Salt Lake City. And you say, I don't have to worry about it. The Dallas Ebola patient, by the way, is going to be prosecuted in Liberia, because he lied in his application when he was leaving the country. Here he's not being prosecuted. Here he's being feted. In fact, as soon as he's well, he'll probably be invited to the White House to be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. But Thomas Eric Duncan lied on his exit pass, and he said no when they were asking certain questions. Meanwhile, we know that Duncan had helped a sick pregnant woman who later died of the disease. So in his home country, they're going to prosecute him, not in Ebola's America. President Ebola will give him an award, probably, for having escaped the evils of his own country. Here's another one for those of you who think it won't touch you. UN Ebola chief raises nightmare prospect. This is the chief of the United Nations special representative on this issue of Ebola, and he said the virus could mutate and become airborne. The longer it moves around in human hosts in the virulent melting pot that is West Africa, the more chances increase that it could mutate. It is a nightmare scenario and unlikely, but it can't be ruled out. See, the difference between a realist in science and an American scientist is evident. Here we have virtually no science left in this country. The entire establishment was taken over and riddled over 30 years ago with nothing but political appointees of the type that you saw running the Secret Service. Here in the Bay Area, Bay Area's first case of enterovirus D68 reported in Alameda County, and no reference to where it came from. No reference, not one reference in the article, not a reference from the government, not a reference from the useless health people, nothing. Where do you think enterovirus D68 is prevalent? Central America. Honduras. That's why we affectionately named it the Honduras flu. Or, if you wish, you can name it something else if you'd like. The Nicaraguan flu, El Salvador, whatever. Use your inventiveness. Remember, in the old days, we hear, oh, there's an Asian flu going around. Well, those days ended. You can't say Asian flu. That would imply that it came from Asia, which it did. Of course, in those days, people were realists. They knew what a criminal was. They knew what a good person was. They knew what a nun was. They knew what a cop was. They knew what a priest was. They knew what a doctor was. Today, you don't know what anything is. So how could you know it was the Asian flu or the Honduran flu? You're better off being kept dumb. Just watch one of the government jesters. They'll tell you everything. Just tune into a government jester tonight. Bill Maher, Colbert, or Daily Blowhard, whatever his name is. I never remember which name he's using now. They're government jesters. They're made to make you laugh away your deepest intuitions. In other words, if you actually sense what's going on because of your liberal government and your liberal credos, they help you laugh it away. This is Michael Savage saying God bless America.
Savage.